Well, here we are again on the wonderful Transmission Gully Motorway project. And this morning, I have with me all the way from Durban in South Africa, Rudolf Joubert. I hope I've said your name right.
Yeah, that's perfect, mate.
Lovely grub. So you're the structures manager on this project. A big role. Sort of how many structures or bridges are there?
Yeah, it's a fairly intense position. So I'm responsible for 18 structures, plus a couple of minor structures, which would include precast, box culverts, and headwalls and so forth. So from the 18 structures, we can basically divide them into different structure types. So we've got 10 single span super T's, one precast arch, 5 in situ box culverts, 1 single span hollow core bridge, and then obviously the big bridge at Bridge 20. So that's the Kennets Creek Bridge, which is a free span incrementally launched structural steel bridge.
Okay, so as the manager, do you have to have a close working knowledge of all of these structures? And if so, how complex are they to build on a road?
Yes, I do. So the majority of our bridges, like I've previously said, are super T's or in situ box culverts. Now, these type of bridges are generally easier to construct. However, in our situation, what makes them hard is the amount of reinforcing and the reinforcing content in the structures itself, which are needed for the seismic resilience, basically making them earthquake proof. So apart from the structures, you know, it's just the location of where we have to build these bridges. It's challenging just physically being able to get to the bridge location, and also the weather. It's not always easy to work.
Yeah, although we have been lucky with the weather over the summer, that's for sure.
Yes, we have been, yeah. Has
that made a difference to you guys?
It has. Yes, it's been a good summer.
Okay, so are any of these bridges more difficult to build than others? And if so, why?
Yes, so Bridge 20 is probably the one that stands out. It's a very challenging bridge. So the 226 meter long, 24 and a half meter wide bridge will be launched across the gully during 4 different launching stages. So the superstructure will be assembled in the launching yard for the first launch, basically replicating the permanent position in terms of grade, crossfall, and radius. And then it will be launched across the gully. And then that process will just be repeated 4 times. Now, that probably sounds simple. We are working to incredibly tight tolerances. So once you combine the tight tolerances with launching 4 U-girders on the required grade, crossfall, and radius, it becomes very, very complex.
Now, when you're talking about launch, and I know these aren't in the notes, but when you're talking about launching, what do you actually mean?
So basically, pulling frame will be attached to the back of the first 12 girders, which is approximately 70 meters long. And then we will have big jacks attached to the abutments with cables spanning in between the jacks and the pulling frame, and then the bridge will basically be pulled forward to make space for the next section to be assembled behind the first launch.
So then you'll drag the next section across the first section and onwards until you've got all 4 in place?
That's correct, yes.
Wow. Who came up with that idea? That's clever. It's amazing the engineering that's going into this. So how many people have you actually got in your structures crew, and how is the work progressing as far as how many of the bridges and structures have you got built, and are many of them finished, and how many are underway?
So just accounting for the engineering staff and our supervision, we've got 19 people in the structures team. So that excludes all our subbies and steel fixers and carpenters and so forth. Looking at the structures, so from the 18 structures, we've completed 4 bridges, and we are working on an additional 6 bridges at this point in time. Now that includes all the bridges in the Kanapuru interchange. So the 6 we are working on at the moment are all through various stages of construction. Now if we focus on Bridge 20, I can give you a quick update on, because that's probably the biggest one. So we've got the 2 abutments on either side of the gully, which are completely finished, and then we've got the 2 piers which are inside the gully, so Pier 1 and Pier 2. Now Pier 2 has progressed the furthest, so we've got probably another 2 weeks, then the foundation for Pier 2 will be finished, and we will then continue with the column construction. Pier 1 is about 60% complete before we can move on to the column. Now these 2 foundations are socketed into the surrounding rock mass, and there's approximately 7,300 cubic meters of concrete required to construct these 2 footings. So it's a logistical nightmare trying to get that amount of concrete into the gully. Then moving on to the superstructure, so we finished the launch yard. We've taken delivery of 5 of the girders. Now these girders are extremely large, about 1.8 meters wide by 3 meters high, and they vary in length from 18 to 24 meters. So we've got 5 of them already on site, and we are assembling full steam ahead.
Wow, the size and the scale of what you're working with is just incredible. And so far, no mistakes as far as you know?
No. I've got a wonderful team working with me, and no, the guys are top quality and no mistakes.
So Bridge 20, which is over Cannons Creek, when is it likely to have the launch start?
So we're targeting the first launch for December 2018, so that will be launch 1, yeah.
Wow, looking forward to that. I bet you're looking forward to it as well.
Yes, we are. That will be a significant milestone for, not just for the structures team, but for TG.
Well, there you go. That's Rudolf Joubert, who is the structures manager on Transmission Gully, and I hope that everything keeps going the way it should be.
Oh, thank you very much.
Lovely. Nice talking to you, and I'm Crispy for the very best little radio station around, Beach FM 106.3.